contrary to what most people think, I love ChatGPT, but probably not for the reasons that you think. And so on today's podcast, I share with you 5 ChatGPT prompts to help you stop overthinking in your business or life and get you back in momentum. And by the way, ChatGPT has a sense of humor, and I find it makes it so much easier for me to get back into progress when using these because it works well. So without further ado, let's get into the show. All right, everybody, let's get straight to the meat. People overvalue intensity and undervalue consistency. And as one of my mentors and dear friends, Simon Bowen, I also love Simon Sinek, but Simon Bowen says, we don't choose to self-sabotage, we just accidentally behave our way into it. And for me, any moment when we're stuck and not taking action for our future is a moment that gets in the way of me creating that future. And so I love collecting tips, tools, and tricks that when I have moments when I'm lacking clarity, when I feel like I just don't know what to do, that suck the oxygen out of all of that, that allow me to get back to my garden and planting new seeds. And one of the biggest questions I get asked is like, George, what do you think with AI? Like, how is AI going to replace the world? How is AI going to do this? Well, I have my beliefs on AI. AI can never replace human relationships, but the tool is incredible, and an even more incredible way to help me be in a more integrous relationship with myself, self-treat myself, and keep the ball moving in the path of progress towards my goal. And so we literally found an incredible article and pulled together some things that we can use ChatGPT to help us stop overthinking in our business or in our life and to get back on the field to change our perspective. Because as I say, and I would write this one down because this one lands and tickles as one of those fortune cookies for me, that our perspective is the only difference between our power and our prison, which means how we choose to see situations. We can either have a disempowering view or an empowering view, but the information in front of us most likely doesn't change. And so we actually put together and have 5 ChatGPT prompts that you can use. We'll include these in the show notes, but I'm going to read them to you so that you can utilize these whenever you might feel stuck, feel like you're lacking clarity, just need an outside perspective to get out of your pill bottle to be able to change it. And I've used 2 of these this morning, and I'm going to continue to use them because they land, they work, and it helps reframe how I see things to allow me to get back in the game and back to creating what it is I want to create. And I will say this, and people have been asking me, it's 2024. The world is changing a lot. Marketing is changing a lot. The things that used to work and used to work for a long time don't work that long now or don't work at all. And so the speed of iteration and the speed of reinvention of ourselves and how we communicate in our businesses with our teams, and no matter what our business, the speed in which we can do it to continue to reinvent is really the speed at which we'll succeed. And so these prompts are magical and powerful, helping us navigate the situation, put some real life texture or perspective, and let's use the power of robots and AI to empower us to find clarity to get back on the field. And so here are the exact prompts from this article and from the ones that we pulled together. So 1 is imagine the worst case scenario. And this is the exact prompt. Hey, ChatGPT, you don't say that part, but I feel like I talk to everybody, including robots, like they're people. Okay. I often overthink in my business, which is, and then you describe your business. When I worry and overthink, it's often about the topics of, and then you describe the topics in which you overthink. To help me realize that even the worst case scenario wouldn't be so bad, I want you to describe that worst case scenario. Give me 3 paragraphs of everything going horribly wrong, then ask me to describe what I would do if that happened. So that is the imagine the worst case scenario. So you can use ChatGPT as your perspective coach to make sure we get the thoughts out of our head and allow this neutral dance so that we can see the perspective and triage it and maybe change the way we think about it to get into action. The 2 is called get some perspective. When I overthink, it's because I'm inflating the importance of myself and my business and not keeping perspective. Can you give me 5 amusing reasons why my business and problems are actually very small compared to the grand scale of the universe and the rest of the population on Earth? And get ready to laugh, get ready to chuckle, and then get ready to change your perspective and get back to work. Number 3, to be content with your pace, thinking that we have to do it faster or get there sooner, and we're ending up stuck in the gap instead of the gain, as Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan talk about in their book. And so be content with your pace prompt is, give me some examples of impressive projects that are now world-renowned that took a long time to create and launch. Describe the small steps that the creators were taking every day that built up to their goal. That one will tickle as well. Number 4, and this one lands, stop caring about opinions. Here's the prompt. Sometimes I overthink because I'm thinking about what other people might think of me. Specifically, and then you include a specific group of people whose opinion of you matters. So act as a stand-up comedian to explain why it doesn't actually matter what these people think of me. Make me see how silly it is to not move forward based on what other people think about me or what I'm doing. And by the way, I find it very comical that when I use these or when we see these results, that a robot can call me out so clearly and see me so clearly, which really sucks the oxygen out of all that crazy overthinking I have. And then the 4th one, or the 5th one, is take action instead. Here's the prompt. Motivate me to stop overthinking and taking action towards my big goal of, and then you describe your big goal. You will play the role of a motivational coach and ask me about my plans. When I will respond, you will cheer me on and ask another question. We will keep going until I say stop. Begin by introducing yourself and ask me a question about how I'm going to move forward. And these 5 prompts tend to hit the 5 big buckets where we end up getting stuck in behaviors or overthinking that accidentally create unideal results when we want to be creating something different. So the 1st one is imagining the worst case scenario. The 2nd one is changing our perspective. The 3rd one is being content with our pace. The 4th one is not caring about others' opinions. And the 5th one is take action instead. And there are plenty of times in our life or in our business and even in our alliance, which we'll just call it a mastermind, right? Our Relationships Beat Algorithms Alliance, our community where we help everybody do this, have a community that supports them, focus on their vision, how to build customer journeys, right? The big 3 areas are mindset, customer journey, and relationships. We have other people. We designed this in one of our models to be able to call people and use support. But sometimes it's 2:30 in the morning because God woke me up and I just couldn't stop thinking. And I was like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this? What do I do with this? And I have plenty of 2 a.m. friends, but I also respect their sleep and their families and their newborn babies. And so I've realized, and this is recent for me because I haven't been using ChatGPT a lot, but I'm starting to now because this helps, that I have a coach waiting for me. Because a coach is just somebody who helps change your perspective and get you back into the game and the process. And for me, I'd rather use ChatGPT than not use anything and be stuck or be overwhelmed. And it's really hard to say I can't get access to it when it's on my phone and it's 24/7. And so think of this as like your own robot coach that you can design. You can tell it to have a sense of humor. You can tell it to pick on you. You can tell it the things that you like to hear and how you like to hear them so that it can repeat and type them back to you so that we can keep getting in progress. We can keep building those dreams and we can keep planting these seeds of our vision and our future, knowing that the only way we win is if we keep going, because no one's going to plant them for us. No one's going to do the workout for us. No one's going to solve that email for us. And so the faster we can get perspective or we can get clarity that allows us to take that action, the faster we can ruthlessly pursue it until we create the results that we want. And so I would use these prompts and I would use ChatGPT to your disposal to help you move that line, to stop procrastinating, to not get us into overthinking so that we can be on the field in our business and in our life. And you can also take these prompts and use them for your personal life. Maybe it's not a business goal. Maybe it's a personal goal of losing weight or building relationships with a friend or changing some of your habits, and you can utilize these same prompts to allow you to change that perspective or not overthink or not do any of the things that we listed out. And the faster we get back on the field, the faster we have the ability to win the game. And so that's what I got for you today, a 10-minute nugget on how to use a robot to be your motivational coach to change our perspective. And for me, it's quite humbling when it knows nothing about me and I can tell it these things and it feels like it calls me out personally. And I'm like, okay, well, if it's that simple to see from that side, then I guess it's simple for me to see on this side. And I do want to make one note that even in this, sometimes the feelings remain, right? Sometimes we're overwhelmed and we get our perspective changed, but the feeling remains in our body, and that's completely okay, because the only way to eradicate that feeling is to take new action that gives us evidence that that feeling doesn't have to be true. And so these prompts still work to get us where it belongs. And if you haven't heard that podcast, it was on the last solo show, I believe, where I talked about thinking it, feeling it, acting it, and becoming it. And then that is where we get these breakthroughs. And so if you pair these prompts with that previous podcast, it's kind of a recipe for you to stay on the field and achieve whatever goals that you want. And so I love you to pieces. I'm looking at a beautiful Montana mountain, sunshine, 63 degree day before another snowstorm rolls in a few days and just gives us every ounce of seasonal possibility. And I'm going to jump off here. I'm going to go play with ChatGPT and I'm going to get back on the field, changing my perspective so that I can keep planting those seeds for the vision and the life that I want to live. So I love you to pieces. Remember that relationships will always beat algorithms. So I'll see you in the next episode, or you will hear me in your earballs. But either way, we're out.